Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
From one Eagles legend, that's Jaws, to another Eagles legend, that's Brandon Graham, who's with us in studio for the next half hour. What up, BJ?
What's going on, man? How you feeling?
Dude, let me tell you something. Let me stand up and see what I got.
It's a sweet starter jacket.
It's a sweet jacket.
Very sweet.
It was my first thought, John.
There's a lot of good going on
here,
man.
It's black. It's black, but like the original starter everything. So that's new and old, all rolled up into one, traditional and new fang. I love
beautiful
this jacket.
Beautiful.
Hey, pro shot, baby.
There you go. There you go. Team player.
I'm on my way.
Have you ever modeled, Brandon?
Nah, never modeled.
I'll tell you, man. You got
what kind of question?
That was one of the weirdest questions you've ever asked anyone in the history of this show.
I figured he has. I mean,
hey, Brandon, you ever model, man?
Oh, he's like, what? He's pumping up the prop shop.
You ever model?
Sure you have.
Creepy, man.
No, John.
That's the first thing you thought about.
Hey, Brandon, I would like to apologize on behalf of the show.
Wait a second. I'm offended.
This is just Joe.
You think the Philadelphia Eagles have never had on PhiladelphiaEagles.com a picture of BG in paraphernalia that's modeling? That's modeling.
Yeah, they had Cooper DeJean and Quinion Mitchell model those jackets.
Just saying, I'm not saying you're Cindy Crawford
speaking,
or anything, but
that
you know
is modeling.
See, right, Brandon, you get to go home to your wife today and say, someone asked me if I ever modeled. How about that?
Be like, baby, what you think about that?
All right, so Brandon, congrats on the win. I mean, I know you weren't, you know, an active player in the game, but we'll get to whether you can be in future weeks here. But look, you guys got a great shot to win it all. I know you're going to give me one game at a time. You know I respect that.
Yep.
But you guys got a great shot to win it all. I mean, James, is that the right way to frame it? That's where
my mind is.
That's where my mind is. Brandon, what'd you make of the game the other day?
I made it like one of those games where people picked up, the offense struggling a little bit, defense stayed on it. Special teams stepped up in a big way. That's what you need, man. I mean, defense wins championships. And so for us, it's going to be games where offense killing and defense just can't get right, and then special teams step it up. It's just like you got to be able to play together and be able to problem solve as the game go. And I thought everybody did everything they could to win this game, man. Happy we came out with the win. And like I heard Jaws say, we're getting better every week, and it's not going to be perfect every week. And I know the expectations are very high, but all I know is if we stay focused as a team, which I know we are, we just got to make sure we make it about that day on Sunday.
Sure.
And making sure we get the win.
Did you have a preference last night between the Rams and the Vikings?
You know what? It's hard to play a team twice. The Vikings for sure was a team that you probably wanted to play to, but you know, it didn't matter for real. It really didn't matter because I know the energy of the game that's going to be on Sunday, man, it's going to be electric for both teams. We just got to make sure we capture that momentum.
Did you what did you make of Sam Darnold's? I don't know if you had a chance to see much of it. Sam Darnold.
That's me. That's not
that was not Brandon. I was going to do the same thing. Like, just so everyone knows, that was not Brandon Graham.
That's Joe DeCamera making the choking sound. But Sam Darnold, the last 2 weeks, Sam might have lost himself hundreds of millions of dollars. I don't know what your perception is on that one. What did you make of his performance?
That was tough, man. Them boys was on him.
Nine sacks.
In the first half, I'm like, man, they got to get the running game going. That's really take a little bit off of them. But I just say the Rams did a good job having that energy, man. You felt that energy out there. You seen it on tape. And credit the Rams on that. They played good. It's nothing taken away from that. It's just Sam Darnold had the bad two games.
Yeah.
Definitely had bad two
at
games.
At the worst possible time.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's what I say, man. This this league will humble you. You think you good all regular season, do all this. Man, this is win or go home. That's why I'm like, look, we got winners on this team. Let's just continue to keep building, keep stacking. I know Coach Sirianni already got that message, so I'm happy where we going, because I know that it's not easy in this league, and it can take any – it's any given Sunday. Yeah. It's just the truest statement of anything. It's any given Sunday, so we just got to make sure that we put forth our best effort, and then – get to see where the cars fall, you know what I'm saying, when you're playing.
BG, your the Rams team reminds me a little bit of your 2018 Eagles squad. Now, let me say this. Obviously not a defending champion, but pedigree was there for 2018 and for this Rams team. They've been around for a bunch of years, pretty good. Mm-hmm. Seemingly dead somewhere in November, or just not good.
Yep.
Like you guys were in 2018 in November, just not good, 5-7 or whatever the hell it was. And then came barreling down the stretch. They look a lot better than they were when you guys faced them the last time, is what I'm getting at. How much, I mean, do you sense that they're better than had been?
I sense that they got belief and they believing in their team, themselves, and just like us. It's just going to be who make the least amount of mistakes and then who go out and execute. That's all the game is, and who bring the energy. That energy definitely helps a whole lot, because as you can see last night, them boys was on fire and they just wasn't letting up. So we got to make sure we continue to keep displaying what we've shown him, not have any hiccups.
I've heard coaches say, and I don't know who this came from, I've heard the quote, playoff football is about who makes the fewest mistakes, not about who makes the most plays. I something along those lines.
Could be a Parcells.
Does that ring true to you? I mean, because if it does, our quarterback and what he's doing is
like, that.
Holy cow, this is as mistake-free as it gets, so much so that it errs to the side of, wow, we're going to be too conservative.
Well, just let me say this, Sean. That's mistakes as defined as turnovers, but then there's mistakes as defined as other things.
Sure.
You know, as Jaws said, you know, AJ was open on the fake tush push, and you know, it's an incompletion. So, but if you're saying like mistakes are turnovers, Jalen's as good as anybody in the world.
Right, and that's something naturally. I don't know if that's just like a byproduct of being a coach's son or what. I know when I watch this Eagles team, they're ready for games. Like, that was a hit the ground running as ready as I've ever seen an Eagles team for the playoffs. Mm-hmm. What exactly goes into that? Is it just everyone's got such a good attitude? You as a leader, you've got leaders in every position group. Why is it that this team was so emotionally prepared for the playoffs, and what makes you certain that it'll continue? Because I feel great about that part.
Yeah, it's the calmness of everybody. Everybody's out there. Hey, man, remember this. It's not like people yelling and going crazy. It's just more of everybody just trusting in each other. Hey, Zach, go out there and go get it, man. Hey, JD, it's your time, man. It's your birthday. Let's go get it. Like, you know, I remember saying little stuff. It's just all that little gems to give them more confidence, give them more, you know, confirmation on, like, man, you here. This is what you've been waiting on. You've been working your butt off for this moment. Let's go get it. And that's it. I feel like because the work is done, now you got to go put the work in out here on the field right here for everybody to see what you've been doing all weekend.
Great. All right. A lot of calls here. I want to get to a lot of calls to BG. One more thing before that. Brandon, when you got hurt, you know, it was a worry. I mean, we felt bad for you, obviously. Mm-hmm. But then it was also a worry. One thing 2017 showed, you know, guys got to be ready to step up.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, man, what Nolan Smith has done, first off, before you got hurt, but even more so after you got hurt, it has shocked me. It has impressed me. I'm just curious, as his teammate and a veteran, I know you care a lot about him and have, you know, helped mentor him. Can you speak to his, I mean, I would say unbelievable growth? I didn't see this coming at all. I thought he was the player of the game the other day.
Hey, man, and I feel the same way. That boy has just been working, taking all the jabs. And hey, make sure y'all get that soundbite of you saying that. So, yeah. Because it's that moment that, you know, just don't get it. He ain't going to get it in his head about it. It's just more like that boy just, man, he been taking a bunch of punches from coaching, to the media. And then, you know, you got to have your people that you talk to, your strong guys like myself and other guys that he talked to, some of the Georgia guys. And Nicobe is a great one, too, because, I mean, man, he got a focus like no other. But Nolan just stayed focused and stayed away from listening to what we all kind of listen to and kind of sneak in. So I know he heard it, but he did something about it, and he's doing something. And he ain't even scratched the surface yet. I know for him, man, he just, oh, I'm so proud of him. I'm proud of the whole D-line because it take all of us. Because if you got one guy stepping it up, and at the time he not stepping it up, it's like, hey, come on, baby, yeah, let's go. Hey, but stay believing. We still believe in you. We still believe. And if it could have went the other way, if people was negative in that room, and I know for sure Nolan is loving just his role as on why he's here. And now I think it's only gonna get better.
It's great, man. I'll just tell you, I've seen a lot of Philly sports. There are very few people I've ever seen that come to mind for more improvement in 1 year than him. Mm-hmm. I mean, John, I'm blown away.
In the middle of the year, it feels like, at some point. I'm blown away, too. Nicobe, when we just talked about Nicobe there, you said something like Nicobe has a focus like you've never seen.
Yeah.
I've heard other people talk about Nicobe as a Slay talked about, hey, my captaincy, I know it's not going to last forever. If I had to will it to anyone, it would be Nicobe Dean.
Him.
What is it that makes him different in that respect that you, the veterans, notice it?
Well, you already knew coming in that he's confident. And he just kind of always scanning the room, always when he talk, you kind of listen a little bit because he don't really – He talk, but he ain't like he calculated on, you know, just like what he's thinking, and then bam, you throw it out. But yeah, Nicobe ain't scared to step up and break it down. He ain't scared to do some of the stuff the vets got to do, and I love it.
Sounds like a natural leader. Sometimes people are just effortless in their leadership. It just they just exude it. It just comes out of them.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of those guys.
He's one of those guys, man. That's why you hurt for him, because as you can see, he was playing. He was playing.
Holy cow. And the way he got hurt, the way he dealt with that injury, it made me feel like he was being a leader while injured. Like the way
I felt
he was
the same way, dude. Yep.
So
same
locked
way.
In, almost already planning his return.
Uh-huh.
Like one step ahead of everything, but maybe I was reading in.
No, I thought the same thing. Not to make it over dramatic and just like keep the guys focused on the game. Like that was the impression I had.
Yeah.
He also knew, Brandon, it reminded me a little bit when you got hurt. Week three or two of 2021, when you went down and you just knew. I remember seeing you sit there on the field. You knew.
Yep.
You knew. And that's the sense I had looking at Nicobe's face, like he knew something serious had just happened. That was the impression I had.
You know what was cool? Yeah. I know, like what you said, that focus, that mind, it's like that's where I was at. I was like, you know what? It's okay. I get to spend some more time with my kids. I'm just processing everything, and then if I get another chance, I'm coming back. I can't wait.
Yeah.
You are thinking about that, and you hoping that we finish the deal. And I know we gonna ride for Nicobe, and everybody else gonna ride. You know, and I'm excited.
That's great.
Excited.
All right, let's get a lot of calls in here. 215-592-9494. Also, a reminder coming up in 5 minutes. You can hear a name, and with that name, you will have a chance on Friday to win tickets to the Eagles and the Rams. So listen in 5 minutes, 8 o'clock, for a name. And with that name, Friday at 8 o'clock, you can win tickets to the Eagles-Rams game.
Courtesy of NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
All right, to the phones we go. Let's get to Black Gritty. Good morning, Black Gritty.
Good morning, everybody. Let me get off real quick. Richie, I appreciate you holding down the floor yesterday until
Hi,
Seth
Black
got
Gritty.
In here and took care of business for you. You know what I mean? Seth came in and cleaned up everything you was talking about for 3 hours. I appreciate you. BG,
thanks, man.
Breaking news, BG. You look clean out there on ESPN, but you're going to have to wait another year. I need you back next season. So I know you look clean as too, brother, but we need you one more year. You're forever Eagle dog. Don't get too comfortable on the national stage just yet. I need you, and we got you, so you ain't going nowhere.
Yes,
now,
sir.
Let me tell you something. In the words of the great Brandon Graham, Joe DeCamera, you don't know Jalen like I know Jalen. Sometimes it doesn't look right, but it feels right when you get that George W. You get that win. A guy with no ego in the city of Philadelphia, where the fans can be terrible, the media can be terrible. Sometimes your grandmama might be terrible, but you got to fight through it and do what you need to do to win the game. And that's what he does. You want to pass the ball? Guess what? Styles make fights. And the Rams had to come out. We went out there to L.A. and took care of business. They're coming into the link. The Rams are the team that we want because that's the way the style fight works out. Carter is going to destroy Stafford standing there in the middle of the pocket, and we're not going to have to worry about nothing. But if you want to complain about something, complain about these George W's as we rack them up on the road to victory. I love you guys. Have a great day. Go, man!
All right. Black Gritty, thanks for the call, bud. Let's get to Seth. He's calling from media. Good morning, Seth.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing great, Seth.
Good. Brandon, always a pleasure. You know, I've been calling in all week and leading up to this game, and I had a feeling there was going to be a little bit of an issue with Jalen. And, you know, I think Jaws really hit the nail on the head that, he made the plays he was supposed to. He didn't make as many mistakes as, you know, as some people were saying. But I think this is going to come down to timing for him. And not timing like getting on timing routes with the receivers, but seeing the game at game speed. I think it just takes a while. I mean, he was out for so long, and it's got to be different. Maybe Brandon can speak to this. Practicing with these guys, like, that game speed is just entirely different. And then you kick it into the playoffs, and it's just a whole nother animal. You know what I mean? So I think he'll be good to go by next week. And I got to tell you, I was nervous going into the Green Bay game. After watching some of the highlights of them playing the Rams earlier this year, man, I'm psyched. I can't wait to run all over them dudes.
Well, I hope so as well. I will just say, and God, no one's going to want to hear it, but I'll say it for the first time this week. You know, the Eagles have lost some games in the playoffs after beating teams in the regular season. 0-2.
Yep, don't want to hear it.
Bucs, 0-3, Carolina. Didn't they beat Arizona in 08?
Why?
They'd be done.
Yeah. Why focus on that?
No,
part?
I'm not.
Let's focus on the fact that Saquon Barkley had 255 yards with 9.8 per carry and two touchdowns on the ground the first time we played these guys on November 24th. It feels like that matchup is still there to be taken advantage of.
I would agree with
it.
I would agree.
We can run the ball. We can hand it off. We can do what we do, which is you pull a guard, and you someone else to phase with that guy. You run the counter. You run the power. That works.
Plus, Seth, the strength of the Rams' offense, in my opinion, feeds right into the strength of the Eagles' defense.
I couldn't agree more.
I just think that
it's going to have a day.
The secondary of the Eagles is greater than Matthew Stafford, and I give Stafford credit. He's turned into a really good quarterback, and maybe was for most of the years, and I just didn't know it because he was on a bum team. I respect that guy, but I think Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean and Darius Slay and CJ GJ and linebacker Bond in coverage, I just think they're better. I believe that. All right, give me a great answer, Seth. This is for Metallica tickets, not only today, but most of the days this week. What did not last long?
Oh, my very first sexy time.
There you go.
That's a funny answer. What do I write down? His first. Okay, fair enough. 215-592-9494. Mm-hmm. All right, let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin is offering huge savings on every leftover 2024 Chevrolet remaining in inventory. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. Poll question. I don't think the Eagles will switch kickers, but we're asking the question, should they? Who should the Eagles kicker be versus the Rams? Two choices. A, Jake Elliott. Choice B, the best available free agent kicker. A lot of people think it's too late to switch. John's one of them. But we're asking the question, should they go with Jake Elliott or the best available free agent kicker? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. With that said, let's do what we're going to do today, tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday at 8 o'clock. We'll give you a name, and with this name, you can win on Friday tickets to the Eagles and the Rams.
And the name is...
is a current teammate that Brandon Graham admires. So, BG, we're giving away tickets for the game Sunday. Give us a player on your team that you admire.
That's a good one that I admire. I admire Saquon right now.
Saquon Barkley.
Great answer.
You got it.
Because of where he's come from and just how he got that. Just how he handling all the success, you know, I admire that.
You see him just totally humble and
even him sliding.
Like, yeah, what are people saying about that part too? Man. That again, you know, just always does the right.
He does
thing
seem
somehow
to always say and do the right thing. It's incredible.
You probably been through so much that you was going against, you know, some being mad and doing some stuff that you was going against, and now being here and learning probably so much because Coach Sirianni, I tell you, he talk about those little things so much, and situational ball is at an all-time high right now.
How strange was that, being an opponent to Saquon. I mean, he had to seem like a good guy even when you're playing against him.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of those guys who's just such a good guy. It kind of just, again, like Nakobe exudes the leadership, Saquon kind of exudes the fine quality human being thing. Like when you were playing against him, did that come out? Did you hate him as much as you would hate another running back who was that good?
I was trying to get him. So I ain't like him. but I know
I'm just wondering, was he that nice that it really was hard to hate him?
Well, he was talking back, so, hey, I was on him. So I didn't really get to see this side of him that I see now. Uh-huh. But I know what you
there you go.
All right, so here's the key. Know the name Saquon Barkley Friday at 8 o'clock, and the other three names will say one tomorrow, one Thursday, one Friday at 8, with the four names total. You gotta listen all 4 days. With the four names, you can win tickets. And what a ticket it is. Pair of tickets, by the way. To the Eagles and the L.A. Rams. I guess first time the Eagles have played the L.A. Rams playoff game here?
Maybe ever.
Ever,
right?
I would assume.
I can't think. Oh, no. They're the NFC Championship game in 01 or whatever.
That's St. Louis. Right?
Yeah, in St. Louis. Yeah, against the Rams. Yeah. I was just thinking of playoff games against the Rams in general, but yeah.
And then the Eagles played the Rams in, 49, I think, winning the championship out there. All right, Rhea, with these tickets, people can win the tickets.
And thanks to our great partner, NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
All right, so let's play some audio from yesterday. Obviously, there was a lot of consternation in the air of the Jalen thing, how he played and how people perceive it moving forward. All right, John, I'm going to come to you for the second time today. Do we play the pro-Jalen audio or the anti-Jalen audio first? We have two all-time Eagles. We have two members. Is LeSean in the Eagles Hall of Fame yet?
This year, remember?
Yeah, when
a couple months ago, right. Yeah. All right, we have two members of the Eagles Hall of Fame. We have LeSean McCoy and Seth Joyner. Do we play the pro or anti first, Mr. John Ritchie?
Let's go pro.
All right, pro first this time. That would be Seth Joyner, who was spitting fire yesterday. Here's Seth Joyner. You hear some of that, Brandon?
I've seen that.
You saw it going around the social media?
Uh-huh.
Holy mackerel. Here's Seth Joyner yesterday pumping up what Jalen put out there.
You know what people do? People look at the stat line. Oh, 13 of whatever for 131 yards, and then they go blind because they don't see the damn touchdown.
Do you think Jalen...
They go blind because they don't go to the end of the line and see the 111 rating.
Do you think Jalen...
You understand what I'm saying, John?
Do you think Jalen...
I told you I'm here to rescue you today, my friend.
do you think Jalen was good yesterday?
Jalen was good enough yesterday.
I know he was good enough.
That's all that mattered yesterday.
Well, that's like saying Mario Chalmers was good enough because he played with LeBron, Wayne, and Bosh. Okay, but then
Did they win a championship?
Yes.
Okay, then he was good enough.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean he's good.
He was good enough.
I agree.
Okay?
We agree.
Every year is different.
And next week, I think he'll be better.
In 2017, they were good enough to win the Super Bowl, okay? Mm-hmm. In 2000,
so put Adam Eaton into the Phillies Hall of Fame.
21, 22.
He was good enough.
Guess what? They were good enough. They were almost good enough, short by 3 points to get there. Right now, they're good enough to play next week. And guess what?
Yeah.
That's all the damn matters.
Okay. All right, so Seth was spitting a lot of fire yesterday. Most of it was very pro-Hurts. All right, so in the midst of that, LeSean McCoy was on TV yesterday. He had a very different perspective when he was on FS1.
If them backup quarterbacks for my team, for my Eagles, played, we smoked the Packers. Mm. Let me say it again. If the backup quarterbacks, because we're going to talk about Russ, them dudes don't even play. Backups don't get no chance to, like, knock the rust off?
Yeah.
Do y'all?
No.
They got to go out there and play. Tanner goes out there and puts up. Come on.
Not Tanner. I'll pick it. We'll get
both of them. I'm going to pick it next because Pickett can run too. Pickett will ball out also.
All right, so you got the Eagles legends on the record.
Shady sounded like a WIP caller right there.
All right, 215.
That's what he turned into right there.
592-9494. Brandon, how does Jalen, as you perceive it, deal with the criticism? I mean, it happens, right? He gets criticized.
Mm-hmm.
It seemingly, from my perspective, he seems... And I'll use the word seems, unaffected. He just goes about his business, is how I perceive it. Is that accurate?
Yeah. That's how it go. Because you got to. Because everybody's not going to like everything about you. And when he's on, I mean, what game was that?
Why would
Steelers,
he hear it?
Steelers game?
Well, why would he hear it? It's because almost unavoidable.
He's not paying any attention.
Hard not to hear it,
though. It's hard not to, but he's going about it the right way. You don't really see him harping on it too much. I mean, he's still been him. People might not like the calmness of it. They want a little more fire or whatever it is. But it's like, look, he is the guy for the job. And we won the game. And winning definitely cures all. But as long as you're getting better as you go, that's it.
It doesn't seem like it definitely cures all when it comes to Jalen. Like, that bothers me. Like, why doesn't it? Like, what else will he have to do this time, mm-hmm. Joe, in order for you to feel like he did enough? Like, he is our quarterback for a long time now.
Well, look,
there's know that.
Steeper
is our guy.
There's steeper competition ahead is the way I'd answer that question. I mean, there is a pretty big difference between beating Green Bay week one in the playoffs, not week one of the regular season. And then obviously what's up ahead, you know, I'll say in the third and fourth game, because I think the Eagles beat the Rams. But, you know, at Detroit and then versus either Buffalo, Baltimore, or KC, it's tough. Mm-hmm. And look, I'm not saying there's tremendous shame if you lose one of those games and it's very close. I mean, we'll all be heartbroken, but it happens. And I get it. I respect that. None of us that have doubts about Jalen want to see him be
again,
the reason why the loss.
What does he have to do?
Play better.
To be good enough that.
No, he's already good. He's been good enough for the Eagles to be great.
Okay.
I acknowledge that. But they haven't, you know, won it all yet with
passing
him.
Passing game has to be better. It's just that's
what he got
to
do. Did you just hear him? He said he got
to
win it all.
Well, I guess
well,
that is
it's
it.
Not. No,
that's what you just said.
You're right.
Well, that's what he said.
I guess that's it.
No, but
so once he wins a Super Bowl, will you no longer say
no.
He might not be good enough to be our quarterback?
Well, it depends where it goes. I mean, listen, the Phillies won the World Series and replaced Pedro Feliz. Now, I'm not saying the Eagles are going to replace Jalen Hurts, but it happens.
Yeah,
I mean it happens.
A little different between the quarterback and the defensive third baseman guy,
but,
you know.
But my point is, I'm pointing my finger at both these guys now: John Ritchie and Brandon Graham. Uh-huh. All right, Barry Bonds was good enough, but his team wasn't. Not Barry Bonds' fault.
What are we in that situation?
My point is, he didn't win it all.
How is that related?
Well, I'm just saying it's not all about just winning it all.
It is.
I don't think it is.
For me, it is.
Sorry, Joe. I'm not with you on that one.
Yeah. That's all I care about.
Win it all. We just going to take it there. We going to keep it there.
I hope
you're going to be a good. You're going to be a good talk show host, Brandon. You're going to be. I mean, you already are. Let's be real. You're gonna,
let's hold you're
gonna,
him to
you're
that.
You're going to back me down.
When this team wins it all, you need to give Jalen the credit that he deserves.
I will give him credit, but I will.
Okay, that he's our guy moving forward, that he is our franchise
quarterback. If he wins the Super Bowl, he absolutely is the guy moving forward. Like, it's done. It's over.
Hold on a second. It depends how long you define that by. Yes, he would be
it
the quarterback.
Shouldn't.
Nick Foles was gone 2 years later, and Carson was gone 3 years later.
That was a very unique situation where Carson and him combined it for the greatest quarterback season. Carson was young and drafted. Listen, this guy is the quarterback all year.
Guys, if Jalen Hurts and the Eagles win a Super Bowl in 4 weeks, he's obviously going to be here in the next 2 to 3 years, okay? Boom.
Not just that, he should be.
He can't say it.
Well, he can't say it.
It would depend on what he put out there.
No, it wouldn't. He would be we would have two quarterbacks who ever won us a Super Bowl.
There's a difference between 3 years and 2 years. You guys know my belief.
This team wins
in your world.
He wins a Super Bowl.
Guys, this
Super
team,
Bowl.
Well,
man.
That's what Trent Dilfer did. That's what Doug Williams did.
He's better than those guys.
He's making
though.
The Trent
guys,
Dilfer
this
comparison.
Team wins primarily. Three reasons. What are they? Defense, Saquon Barkley, offensive line.
We have 12 players on offense every snap.
Okay.
Because of Jalen.
Okay, listen, guys, I didn't come in and do
this. We're getting in the right place.
We have so many wins at a certain point.
How does this turn into a tussle?
Because you can't say it.
Well, yeah.
Brandon, what do you want me to say?
I just want you to give him his respect when he wins it all.
I will give him respect if he wins it all.
Yeah, and I need you to say.
But if you're going to
say,
if you're expecting me to say he's definitely going to and should be here for the next 5 years, I won't say
I think
that.
I ain't looking for that.
But if he wins the Super Bowl, he will and should be. I think that you want it to look a certain way,
But if they win and he wins and he contributes to winning, which he does, making plays, whether it's with his legs or his arms, like, who cares how it looks at a certain point? All that matters is that the guy wins at an insane clip. And if he wins the Super Bowl, that means he wins it all.
But, like, but playing in the postseason is like it's just as important to not make mistakes as it is to make big plays. Mm-hmm. He's doing exactly what is asked of him.
That's what he's best at.
He's going out there and doing what the coaches are asking. In this game against the Packers, when guys were covered, he was doing... He wasn't turning the ball over. That is what led to us having success in that game. When they were putting a blitz look, when they're bringing blitz looks, he's getting out of that play and into the proper one and scoring
John,
a touchdown.
They won the game 2 days ago because of the defense. Period.
That's part
it's
of it.
It's a team.
Tom Brady won his first three Super Bowls because of the defense.
That's not accurate.
But more because of the defense than because of the offense. The first three Super Bowls
but
were
Tom Brady
more because of Belt.
Dude,
and then Brady grew up and kept learning, and then he won the last four because of him.
Listen.
Like,
Tom Brady,
this is what happens.
Tom Brady was a lot better then than Jalen is now.
I played against Tom Brady that year, the Tuck Rule year.
Okay.
He was not a good quarterback.
He was quote.
He threw like 100 something in the first Super Bowl.
He was quote not a good quarterback.
They were winning despite.
He was below average
in spite of Tom Brady's
performance.
Oh, that's
just nonsense. It's nonsense.
Just like Ben Roethlisberger, the first year that the Steelers when they won with Ben as a rookie,
he struggled.
It was because their defense and their team was good. Mm-hmm. Ben Roethlisberger.
Real quick, because you talked about this specific thing with yardage in games. Yep. Tom Brady, the Rams Super Bowl, threw for 145 yards in the Super Bowl win.
Okay,
just throwing that out there.
Yeah, well, there was. Two times in a row, the Rams had
the
ball.
You just said the same thing with the kid. Time
this year. Intercepted.
145 yards pass. I'm just saying.
Okay, fine.
I remember playing against Tom. He was not Tom Brady.
There's a difference
between he wasn't prime Tom Brady and he was, quote, not good.
He was not the Tom Brady. Anywhere close to the Tom Brady that we see now because the experience had
BJ,
to add up in order for him to
you
be
You
got to
be very happy with yourself. You just put me in the labyrinth, a little like a mouse in a freaking maze.
Hey, man,
is that the word maze?
I had my day. Trust me. It's your turn. and what's that question you asked? What doesn't last long? Hopefully this lasts long, right?
All right. Brandon, stay well, buddy.
No, I appreciate
All right, so there he is, the great Brandon Graham.